It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
There is very little in this world that gives me more pleasure to when something crazy happens to the New York Mets. There is very little in this world that gives me more pleasure than when something nuts happens to the circus that they call the New York Mets. In case you've missed it, I will update you on that dynamic. Pablo Lopez tosses his glove into the stands and then comes on national television in a Mets post-game presser and says he's on the worst effing team in the MLB. Of course, now he's tried to walk it back since. But anyway, that's not what I'm going to spend my time talking about. But I just want you, the listener, to know that there is very little in this world that gives me more pleasure than the circus that is the New York Mets. That's how I honestly feel. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Sweet summer nights let you stay later, ride longer, and live louder Fridays in June and July at Wild Adventures Theme Park. Wild Adventures Theme Park and Splash Island Park are open until 9 p.m. on Fridays in June and July. Enjoy discounted menu items at select locations, evening entertainment featuring live music, and Splash Island DJ and dance party. And don't miss the Sweet Summer Nights Foam Party. Stay later, ride louder. Stay later, ride longer, and live louder at Sweet Summer Nights. Fridays, June and July at Wild Adventures Theme Park. The Glenn Academy Red Terrors. By the way, before I jump into the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, like we're going to talk some Southeast Bullock football later. And I found out today that the Irk Russell Classic will not have participating neither Statesboro nor Southeast Bullock are going to be in the Irk Russell Classic. It's like peanut butter without the jelly, isn't it? The Red Terrors schedule has come out. The Glenn Academy Red Terrors has come out. Their schedule is out. I got my hands on it. I'm bringing it to you. They're going to scrimmage Pierce County on August the 9th. It's going to be a really good scrimmage. That's a good scrimmage for Rocky Hidalgo to get. That's going to be at Glenn County Stadium. They will then head over to see to start their season, head up the road to Jessup to play Wayne County at JC Stadium. Look, Wayne County's schedule is brutal. This is one of those games. It's going to be a good test, though, for both teams. We're going to find out really early about both Wayne County and Glenn Academy. We're going to find out really quickly, week one, at least to some extent, what we're going to see in these teams. Week two, they'll host Richmond Hill. Former region foe, moved up in the world to 6A. In the world that is Camden Lowndes and Valdosta, that's where Richmond Hill lives now. They'll head over to Glenn County Stadium, take on the Red Terrors. We'll get another good glimpse of what the Terrors are. They'll get week three on the 30th as a bye. An early homecoming for the Red Terrors. September the 6th, at hosting Bradwell at Glenn County Stadium. Here's one to circle. And I just did it. At Womack Field up in Statesboro at Statesboro. September 13th. I think Statesboro is going to be much improved. I think Statesboro is going to contend for a region title. I think Statesboro is going to make the playoffs. I like Glenn to win the region. Just telling you that. Glenn will then host Lakeside on September the 20th, September the 27th. They'll do the city championship against the Brunswick High Pirates. I like them in that game too. They pulled one out last year in the city championship game. Overtime game. They'll host Evans. They'll head to South Effingham. They'll go to the Corral. Don't see much trouble there with the Red Terriers. This is a really good schedule for Glenn. This is a good schedule. They'll go to Effingham. That will probably be a tough game. But I kind of see Effingham sliding back a little bit than from where they've been. I think Glenn's going to be better. And then they'll close at home against Greenbrier. On this schedule, you could flip a coin with Wayne. You could flip a coin with Richmond Hill. I think they beat Statesboro in Statesboro. I think they're better than Brunswick. I think at worst case scenario, the Red Terriers are 8-2, worst case. Worst case scenario, Glenn Academy goes 8-2. Best case, they win those two games against Wayne and Richmond Hill and go 10-0. And look, you never really know what's going to happen in the Brunswick-Glenn game. The thing always is crazy. You can take records in that game, and that's one of those rivalry games where it truly, really doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what the records are. Doesn't matter who's in first place in the region. Doesn't matter who's where or what players are on what team. That game, you can throw everything out the window. The only thing you can expect in that game is there's going to be some craziness. There's always craziness in that game. Even though I think Glenn is better, you got to circle that one too. So, you know, I said 8-2, worst case. I'll change that. Worst case is 7-3. They're no worse than 7-3. Best case is they finish the season 10-0. Either way, I think they win the region. Even if they lose to Brunswick, do I see Brunswick being able to beat Effingham? I mean, I don't know. It comes down to Brunswick and Glenn in that region, doesn't it? Brunswick and Glenn for the region. I like Glenn going 7-3. I like Glenn Academy winning the region. When I say I like Glenn going 7-3, I like Glenn going no worse than 7-3. Best case 10-0. I'm gonna pick them to go 9-1. I think they drop the Richmond Hill game. I think that's the only game they don't get is the Richmond Hill game on that schedule. I think everything else goes the Terriers' way. 9-1 for the Red Terriers.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Former Brunswick High Pirate baseball standout Kyle Lodice will be transferring from Augusta State to Georgia Tech. Lodice have been playing shortstop for Augusta State the last 2 years and will now look to win the starting job for the Yellow Jackets. Speaking of former Brunswick High Pirates, former BHS quarterback Jamarius Stevens was arrested this past week for a variety of offenses during a traffic stop. Also down in Brunswick this weekend is the DJ Dallas football camp. Dallas is, of course, a Glenn Academy alumni and has time in the NFL. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game. But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Saturday, June 8th, Wild Adventures Live presents Lady A. Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. See Lady A on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. It's a quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need Lady A Live, June 8th. The concert is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Hey, bartender. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
I don't really care who you are or, you know, where your fandom lies. You don't have, if you don't feel a little bit of sympathy for Ronald Acuña Jr., you're missing some humanity. The guy, of course, one of the premier players in all of baseball, coming off of a MVP season in which he was the only player to ever hit 40 home runs and steal 70 bases in the same season, never been done by anybody. The list of that includes one of one, Ronald Acuña Jr. He's the only one on the list. Tears his ACL in his left knee. Don't forget, he was coming off of an ACL tear. I guess that was back in 2021, where he tore it slamming into the wall trying to make a catch down in Miami. It was right before the All-Star break in 2021. He got back for the 2022 season, wasn't really the same player, right? Wasn't really the same Ronald Acuña Jr. that we were accustomed to. Seemed to step slow. Maybe the bat was a little slow, too. I don't know. And then the other day, this past week, he tears his left ACL on a really weird play, where he starts to break for third, stops, begins to go back to second, and the thing just gives. He goes to the ground in a heap. Makes you wonder. Coming off of a right ACL where he crashed into the wall in Miami, now a left ACL, he's torn both ACLs now. Don't forget, Ronald Acuña Jr., his agent had made it public that Acuña wanted an extension this season to where he would, quote, finish as a Brave. But we all know, like, right, cutting through the mustard, that's not really what it was about. Acuña's contract was going to carry him through age 31, I believe. So they could have gotten something done beyond 31. I mean, realistically, how much longer, if Ronald Acuña had stayed healthy, once he gets to age 31, you know, you're talking maybe 4 or 5 more years. They could have gotten something done by the time they got to that point. It wasn't about finishing as a Brave or extending the contract. It was that the Braves have Ronald Acuña, arguably the second best player,
maybe the best. So, yeah, arguably the best player, at least the pure hitter, the best hitter. The best non-pitcher. Let's do that. The best non-pitcher. The best position player in the game. That's arguable. They had him locked up to a 10-year, $100 million contract. Extremely team-friendly deal. They did that when he was young, early. Had never seen that kind of money, right? They lock him up to that deal. Now, a few years in, he comes off that MVP season. Perfect timing for the agent to be like, hey, we need more money. I'm sure they were negotiating, and now he tears the left ACL after he tore the right ACL. And if you're the Braves front office, you look at the agent and you say, man, you know, when he's healthy, I get it. He's already got one ACL. Now he's torn the other one too. What we need to see, what he's going to be when he fully recovers from this ACL. Now, here's the problem with that. That's going to be like 2026. Remember when he tore that ACL in 2021, that 2022 season, he wasn't himself. He wasn't right until 2023. So if you do that math, right, he tore it now, 2024, you can assume that by the time he gets back in 2025, that he's not going to be fully himself, and he won't be fully himself until he's had that full offseason going into 2026, by my estimation. 2026, and at that point, he's 28, somewhere in that range, 27, 28 years old. I mean, still in his prime. We could still get, you know, three or four more great years of prime Ronald Acuna. You know, I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, human being to human being, after a guy has already gone through an ACL, you know, and I've been there. I'm one of those guys. After you've already been through an ACL and you know what that looks like, especially a professional athlete, because I'm not rehabbing like a professional athlete's rehabbing. To have to go through that all over again for a second time, man, that's got to suck. You have to have some humanity and feel sorry for that person. I do.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call. 912-638-5778 or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Guys, still have that engagement ring she gave back to you rattling around in a drawer? Bring it to Cunningham Jewelers Buying Event May 28th through May 30th. Fine jewelry, sterling silver, coins, old watches, firearms, and even art. Bring it all to Cunningham Jewelers Buying Event May 28th through May 30th.
Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
The thing I want to emphasize the most in today's show is that there is very little in this world that gives me more pleasure than the circus that is the New York Mets. You sign Justin Verlander, you lose. You bring in Mad Max, you lose. You trade for Francisco Lindor, give him a big contract, you still lose, and then he proceeds to hit 245 with 15 home runs. The face of your organization is Pete Alonso, the dude that hit the home run off of Bryce Elder, who's in the dugout, asking Bryce Elder, throw it again, throw it again. That's the face of your franchise, which is why your clubhouse is such a mess, because there's no leadership. Organization that's got pitchers throwing gloves into the stands on their way off the field and then doing post-game pressers where they're saying that the Mets are the worst team in the MLB. The dude doesn't even speak fluent English, but he speaks it well enough to know the team I play on sucks. There is nothing in this world that gives me more pleasure than the circus that is known as the New York Mets. Remember a few years back, the Mets had the Braves dead to rights, running away with the division, 10 games up. Braves get the All-Star break. They go on a little run. They get the thing under 10 games, and they go on a historic run where they catch the Mets. They have a five-game series with the Mets because they had a couple of doubleheaders to play. Remember that? They had five games with the New York Mets right there at the end, and all the Mets had to do to win the division, all they had to do was win a game. Win one, and the Braves could not catch them. They didn't do it. Atlanta took all five games. Atlanta went on to win the division by a game. And the Mets went to the wild card round while Atlanta sat at home. They got eliminated by the Phillies anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I'm just telling you, that happened. There is nothing better. There is nothing in this world that gives me more pleasure than the circus that is the New York Mets. Love it. Love it. NBA playoff. This is Luka's chance, man. I've been, you know, everyone, not just me, has been acknowledging the fact that, you know, Luka is an elite player. I even did a segment, like, on the Atlanta Hawks, I don't know, a few weeks back, about where they would be if they'd have drafted Luka instead, well, if they'd have kept Luka instead of Trae Young, trading for Trae Young, that the organization would be in a much better spot than it is now. Here's his chance. Here's his chance. I gave them zero. And I said it on the air. I gave them zero. Luka and the Mavs, I gave them zero chance to beat the Thunder. They beat them 4-2. One of the rare times Jason Bishop was wrong. And now, the NBA, can you imagine what the NBA executives
are drooling at the mouths of thinking of having Luka Doncic in the NBA Finals. In my opinion, their best player, their most marketable player for sure, outside of LeBron, their most marketable player in the NBA Finals. This is what the NBA wants. It would be much better if they could get Luka to the Lakers or a Luka to the Celtics or Luka somewhere like that or to the Knicks. But right now, the Dallas Mavericks is what they'll have to deal with. It's not much different than Michael and the Bulls, right? Michael elevated the organization, the Bulls organization. They're hoping that Luka does the same thing. Michael didn't go to LA or Boston. He stayed right there in Chicago. Got a feeling Luka's the same kind of dude. He's going to want to win there. I feel like that the NBA executives, this is Luka's chance. This is the NBA's chance to market their best player on a national stage. Whether you like basketball or not, even if you're a casual fan or not, at some point you will most likely tune in to catch a few minutes of the NBA Finals, and there's the NBA's chance to get you to stay and to get you to come back because they're going to push Luka down your throat. It's not a bad thing. That's what they need to do here. Now, the Mavericks have about as much chance of beating the Celtics in the Finals, if they get there, than they did of beating the Thunder, and they beat the Thunder. The Celtics are the only good team in the Eastern Conference. They were the only halfway decent team in the Eastern Conference. So Dallas has come through a much harder road to get there. If they do, they still got to get through at this point while we're doing this show. Got to get through Minnesota. By the time you hear this, maybe they're through Minnesota. Hope so. I want to see. I'm the guy that roots for the front runner. I'm the guy that roots for the Patriots to win Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. I'm the guy that, despite the fact that I won't root for the New York Yankees, if there were another team that were in the Yankees position in the 90s, right, I'm rooting for the team. I want to see the winners. I want to see things I've never seen before. We've all seen the little guy win. We've never seen 14 straight division championships. Oh, yeah, we have. I root for those guys. I root for the winners, the folks that I've seen win, I know can do it, and I want to see them do it a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit better. That's me. So I want to see Luka in the NBA Finals. Gave them zero shot to beat Oklahoma City, and they did it. Zero shot to beat Oklahoma City, and they did it. Where would he be? Where would the Atlanta Hawks be if Luka was in Atlanta? You tell me. A lot better.
The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers to peel-and-eat shrimp to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top-shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary Bar. Find us on Facebook for specials, and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228. Catch 228.
Spring is in the air, and we all know that means summer is on the way. It's time to make sure your AC unit isn't striking out when the real Georgia heat hits. Call your friends at Air Adjusters for some spring cleaning for your AC system. Got to have those ducts clean and ready, too. Call Air Adjusters, and they will happily service and clean your AC system to have you summer ready. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule, or check us out online, airadjusters.com. License number CN208489.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
To admit, the headphone volume today has been incredibly loud, so producer Jim, I'd really like for you to turn down the noise in my headphones, because man, we're almost done with the show, but dude, I'm already going deaf. Like literally I am going hard of hearing. I don't want to call it deaf. I'm going hard of hearing. There are a lot of times where I'm in public places, just a little bit of noise, and people are talking to me, and I have to really focus, or I have to ask them to repeat themselves and get closer. It is one of those things that happens to you if you get in this line of work. You're going to more than likely go hard of hearing prematurely. I'm still a young dude, right? Like, I'm in my early 40s. But, yeah, like, I do struggle a little bit with hearing folks at times. I mean, it does. I've had headphones on my head, on my ears for almost 25 years, right? I've had headphones on my head for almost 25 years. If not headphones, like one of those little, one of the earpieces for TV, like, those are my whole adult life, I've had something in my ear that's louder than normal, producing noise into my ears. So for sure, yeah, like, I don't hear as well as I probably should. Another thing that probably should happen that's not, how do you have the Irk Russell Classic with no Statesboro and no Southeast Bullock? What's going to happen is Statesboro, instead of those two teams, those two schools playing at Georgia Southern at Paulson Stadium in the Irk Russell Classic, Statesboro is just going to go up the road to Brooklet and play Southeast Bullock in Brooklet at home. So, I mean, that's the plan. I was stunned when I learned this, that there was no Statesboro, no Southeast Bullock in the Irk Russell Classic. I was floored. It's like the ham with no burger. It's like the peanut with no butter. It's like the gel with no Lee. So, Southeast Bullock, they're opening at home against Statesboro August the 16th. They'll be at home again August the 30th against the Islands. They will then go to Calvary Day. They'll host Johnson. They'll go to Windsor Forest. They'll host Liberty County. They'll host Groves. They'll go to Jenkins, which is a tough one.
I don't know. That's pretty much the start of their schedule. I'm getting the rest. Or not. Statesboro Islands, Calvary Day, Johnson, Windsor Forest, Liberty Groves at Jenkins. It's a tough, tough go. I think Southeast Bullock is going to finish second in their region. I think they're going to make the playoffs. They'll be glad to be hosting Statesboro at home. That'll be a big gate game. Because the folks from Statesboro, that's a big-time rivalry game. Folks from Statesboro are going to make that trip over there to Brooklet for that game. Be good stuff. I'd like Southeast Bullock to finish second in the region. Make the playoffs. Another thing about me is that I am a tennis guy. I'm the guy that when you walk into his house, if there's a major tennis tournament going on, it's on my TV, right? Like it just playing in the background. Even if like we're doing something else and we're not watching the tennis match, it's still on. It's still on. No matter what the major is, US Open, Australian Open, Roland Garros, Wimbledon, doesn't matter. It is on. It is on if it's a major tournament. Sometimes tennis makes its way to my television even if it's not a major tournament. Even if it's just in the background. Rafael Nadal out in the front. And look, I know not all of us are tennis fans, right? That's fine. I'm not going to spend a ton of time here. So, you know, hang with me. Rafael Nadal out of the tournament in the first round. Beaten by Zverev. And classy move by Zverev. They go to interview him in the first round after beating Nadal. And he refuses the interview and says, it's not about me. It's about Rafael Nadal. Please go talk to Rafael Nadal, the legend. Right? That's a good move for him. This tournament's going to end up really where you've got either Sinner or Alcaraz on one side and Djokovic on the other. So either Alcaraz or Sinner will take their shot at Djokovic in the final. Write that down. Djokovic right now, you know, he came along at a perfect time when Federer and Nadal were getting older and beginning to the tail end of their prime, and he was starting to get to the point where he was able to beat those guys at the tail end, and now, you know, Federer's done, and Nadal has really battled injuries the last several years, and is even still, even if he was healthy, he's a shell of what he once was, you know. So, done, right? So it'll be Sinner or Alcaraz on one side, and they'll play Djokovic in the final. You know, that's the way the French Open's going to go. Like, there's no point in... Like, I'm just throwing that out. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and by Wild Adventures. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. You know, speaking of that, Dr. Sasser, he did an interview with us at the beginning of the season when Acuna, we were talking about Acuna's injury. He was telling us when Acuna was talking about before the spring that he was having some knee pain. Dr. Sasser called this. He said that this was going to be an issue that the Braves really needed to keep their eyes on, and that if he were their physician, he would be advising not to be pushing Ronald Acuna, even like giving him multiple days off to try to rest his knee, because obviously if there was no reason for him to be having pain and he is having pain, there is a reason that he's having pain. And so that needs to be evaluated and everything possibly that could be done to keep the guy healthy. And, you know, again, I don't know that wasn't going on with the Atlanta Braves staff. I'm just saying that Dr. Bo Sasser called this a month ago that this was going to happen. It's crazy.
Hey, sports fans, great news.
Max Barbecue's second location is now open for lunch, right next to Grandy's off of Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3. All your original Max favorites, pulled pork, pork chop sandwich, hamburgers, and those world-famous fries that you just can't get anywhere else. So stop on in to Max's new location next door to Grandy's and say hello to us. 912-342-7967. And give them a like on Facebook.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf, the Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Guys, still have that engagement ring she gave back to you rattling around in a drawer? Bring it to Cunningham Jewelers Buying Event May 28th through May 30th. Fine jewelry, sterling silver, coins, old watches, firearms, and even art. Bring it all to Cunningham Jewelers Buying Event, May 28th through May 30th. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Fast fire pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
There was a great article that came out last week by the Southern Sports Edition writer Joe Delaney on Rocky Hidalgo at Glenn Academy. We're talking about them a little bit earlier. Just everything that Rocky Hidalgo has accomplished at Glenn Academy is pretty spectacular, really, when you think about it. The Glenn program had really not been that very good. Rob Ridings comes in. And he turns the program around, Rob Ridings does. He took the Glenn program from being like a 1-9, 2-8 program. He made Glenn 4-6, 5-5, 6-4. And every once in a while, he might do a 7-3, right? You know, and he was there, I don't know, 7 years, whatever he was there. And, you know, he was in that middle tier. And then they moved on from him, and Rocky Hidalgo came in, and he took Glenn from 4-6, 5-5, 6-4, to consistently 8-2, 9-1. If he has a 6-4 year, you know, people are losing their mind about it. That's the difference. That's the difference when that's how far he's brought the program. When Rocky Hidalgo goes 6-4 at Glenn, it is now considered a down year. That's what he's done to the program. It is 6-4 when Rob Ridings was there was considered a really good year at Glenn. Since Rocky Hidalgo has been there, 6-4 at Glenn is a down year. 7-3 is 8-2. You know, we might have something, we'll see. Just felt like that was worth pointing out here. He's done a really good job. They're going to open, the Red Terriers are going to open their scrimmage game August the 9th at Glenn County Stadium against Pierce County. Remember a few years ago there was a scrimmage game or maybe it wasn't a scrimmage game, maybe it was a regular season game. Pierce County was coming over to Glenn County Stadium to play Brunswick High And maybe there was like a hurricane or something like that. I don't remember all the circumstances that surrounded it, but there was like a hurricane or it was a scrimmage game or something along those lines. And Pierce County just decided not to play the game. They just told Brunswick we're not coming. And I don't really think it was a hurricane game, or maybe it was a makeup for a hurricane game. Nonetheless, Pierce County, they just ghosted Brunswick. They just like, yeah, we're not coming. And I don't, you know, all the ins and the outs of why or what really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they had a scheduled game with Brunswick, and Pierce told Brunswick, nah, good luck with that. We're not coming. I sincerely doubt Pierce County would do that to Glen Academy. Don't think that's going to happen, even with it still just being a scrimmage game. So on August the 16th, the Red Terriers will take to the road, down 341, into Jessup, into Wayne County, to play the Yellow Jackets of Wayne County at JC Stadium. If you've never been to a game at Wayne County at JC Field, JC Field, JC Stadium, whichever it is over there, Bob Morgan would know. And I know that Bob listens to the show. Bob, text me, JC Field, JC Stadium. Tell me which it is. But if you've never been to a game there, you're missing out. Terrific atmosphere for a Friday night. For a Friday night football game, tremendous big game atmosphere. Glen Academy will head home after the Wayne County game. We're going to find out a lot about Glen and Wayne in that football game. Both teams are projected to be pretty good. Richmond Hill will make their way to Glen County Stadium. I don't know that I like Glen to win this game. I think Richmond Hill is going to be pretty good. I think Richmond Hill is going to contend to make the playoffs in the SEC of high school football, which is that division, region 1-6A, Camden and Lowndes. Valdosta, Tift is back in there. Colquitt. And Richmond Hill. I think Richmond Hill is going to contend to make the playoffs. I think they've got a really good football team. I really do. Glen will get a bye on August the 30th. And then they'll have an early homecoming against Bradwell at home on September the 6th. Not much there. Bradwell's not quite yet ready to beat a Glen Academy. Then they will go up the road to play Statesboro. They'll go up I-95 across I-16. Take Highway 80 to Statesboro. Play the Blue Devils at Womack Field. Womack Field may not be what it once was as far as an impossible place to win in the early 2000s. It's still a tough place to win. It's a tough place to make a road trip to win a football game, especially against a team like Statesboro, where I think Glen and Statesboro are pretty close talent-wise. I think it's pretty close. So I think it's going to be a tough, hard-fought game. Remember a couple years ago, Glen went up there and won, scored a touchdown with no time remaining, and then went for two on a trick play and got the two-point conversion and won the football game. They snapped the ball to the kicker who then snapped the ball to the holder for an extra point, and instead of him holding for the kick, he flipped the ball over his head to the kicker coming around the edge, and he catches it and goes in for the touchdown, or the two-point conversion, rather. That was a good football game. I think that was the last time Glen was in Statesboro, now that I think about it. Tough place to go win a football game. Glen will then host Lakeside at Glen County Stadium. Then they will play the Brunswick Pirates in the city championship game at Glen County Stadium. Technically, Brunswick will be the home team for that game, but, you know, it's a home team for both. Evans at Glen County Stadium, and then Glen will head to South Effingham in the Corral to play the Mustangs. South Effingham had a pretty good showing last year. I don't think they can hang with Glenn. Glenn will then take a bye on October the 18th and round out their season at Effingham up in Springfield. A tough game. I think Effingham's going to be taking a step backward. I don't think they're going to be as good as what we have seen them the last few years. I'd like Glenn to win this region. The region games for Glenn are going to be Statesboro, Lakeside, Brunswick, Evans, South Effingham, and Effingham. Those are all the region games for the Red Terriers. The only one I see where I think that they would have trouble with is, like I said, going to Womack and then the city championship game. You just never know about that game. All craziness breaks out in the city championship game. I said this earlier, I like Glenn to go 7-3, worst case scenario. And then I think there is a legitimate shot for the Red Terriers to end up going 10-0. I think there is a realistic shot for the Red Terriers to go undefeated, grab a one seed going into the GHSA playoffs in 5A with a one seed and undefeated. And if that's the case, they'll probably be ranked somewhere in the state. The Red Terriers are going to be good. They are a team that is extremely good, that is coming in under the radar, that nobody's going to see coming. They're going to be very physical. They're going to run the, you know, this is what Rocky does. Rocky Hidalgo, this is what he does. He plays extremely physical football. He runs the football. They play defense, and they don't beat themselves. They don't make mistakes to beat themselves, and they take advantage of mistakes when they're given mistakes. I mean, it's a very simple formula. It's been a well-coached team ever since he's been there. You know, I like them to have a big year. Third round of the playoffs, definitely second round. I definitely see second round, maybe third, and then who knows? It all depends on matchups after that.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Former Brunswick High Pirate baseball standout Kyle Lodice will be transferring from Augusta State to Georgia Tech. Lodice have been playing shortstop for Augusta State the last 2 years and will now look to win the starting job for the Yellow Jackets. Speaking of former Brunswick High Pirates, former BHS quarterback Jamarius Stevens was arrested this past week for a variety of offenses during a traffic stop. Also down in Brunswick this weekend is the DJ Dallas football camp. Dallas is, of course, a Glenn Academy alumni and has time in the NFL. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If you're like every athlete who's ever loved the sport, when injury strikes, you have one thought. Get back in the game. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, we know your commitment, your passion, and your drive. So from the moment an injury puts you on the sideline, our team of certified athletic trainers, orthopedic physicians, and surgeons get to work, providing the latest innovations in medical care, physical therapy, and even surgery, all to get you back in the game. Whatever your passion, you can trust the team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back on the field, up the court, and on the right track. Learn more about Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery online at sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340. That's 912-466-7340.
Saturday, June 8th, Wild Adventures Live presents Lady A. Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. See Lady A on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need Lady A Live, June 8th. The concert is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Hey, bartender. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.